Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, this is the Whispering Woods listener and Reddit story episode. I'm Sarah, and I've got 3 stories to share today. The first one is a listener story. Thanks so much, Jennifer, for sending this in. I was speaking to Jennifer because I saved this story for when I was in bed and had the house to myself. Not sure that was the right thing to do, right? Are you ready for the story? My story takes place when I was just 15, in the winter of 1989-1990, in Northern California. I have to say 2 things before I tell it, though. First, there was immense turmoil in my home at the time. Being the youngest, I was the only child left at home by then. I lived with my mother and her 3rd husband. Abuse, alcoholism, financial and legal troubles. These were all swirling around in my life. The reason I bring this up is because I've heard theories that teenage energy, particularly female, can help to cause and or enhance poltergeist-like activity, as can any emotional turmoil. Secondly, I had previously used a Ouija board with a friend. I don't remember if we properly closed out the session, but I doubt it. What that one session brought about stayed with me until about 2012. Needless to say, my children have heard their entire lives, do not mess with Ouija boards. One afternoon, while home alone, I took a shower. My habit at the time was to bring my entire boombox into the bathroom to play music while I showered. This boombox played cassette tapes. The buttons that controlled the tapes were, for those who are too young to know, on something like springs, you push the button, it clicked, and if you hit the stop button, the play button would pop up and make a loud sort of clack. I remember I was listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Mother's Milk album. This album is fast, loud, skate punk music, possibly annoying to some. I'm showering with the music blasting, and I hear clack. The music stopped. The only way for this to happen is if the stop button is fully pressed down. Okay, well, malfunction. I stepped out of the shower and pressed down the play button once again. Back in the shower, a minute later, clack. Music goes off. Once again, out of the shower, press down the play button. Music is back on, back in the shower. Mind you, this had never happened with my boombox prior, and it never happened again after this incident. Clack. Music goes off. This time, I slid the shower door open and just looked at the boombox. In my left peripheral, I see movement. On the wall above and to the left of my sink, my mother always had an embroidered hand towel that hung folded over a hanging towel ring. It was a super small towel. There were at least 16 inches of towel hanging down from the ring. Imagine what the towel would look like if someone grabbed it tightly, pulling down hard, and swung the towel in a perfect half circle. This is what the towel was doing. I stood and watched this towel swing hard, pulled down taut on its own, and it went on for a couple of minutes with no sign of slowing down. It felt like an angry gesture to me. Keep in mind, door closed, window closed, no central air, so no vents. Absolutely no reason this towel should be doing this. I stood there and cried while this towel did its angry dance. Then I heard my mother and then stepfather come through the front door. That towel then stopped directly in the middle, hanging straight down. It didn't slow, it stopped abruptly, and it was wrinkled where it had been squeezed. I threw on my clothes and ran out into our tiny house to tell them what had happened, still in tears. They brushed me off. I don't think they even looked at me. I have so many stories as the years went on, but this one is special in that it's the only story that has something this blatant and physical, something that happened directly in front of me. Thanks for hearing my story. Can you imagine seeing a towel moving like that with nothing there to cause it? Just to say, Jennifer, also, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It sounds like my kind of childhood. And I also remember the old tape recorders because I used to get my neighbours in. And funnily enough, used to try and record scary stories so that we could listen to them on the rainy days in summer. We all know what I think about Ouija boards anyway. Petrified, so that's a definite no-no in my house. But thanks again, Jennifer. Really enjoyed that story. Let's move on to the second story. This is a Reddit story, and it's from Morbid Lydia. Now, she has a TikTok account, which I'll post a link to in the podcast notes. She does scary stories, and they're really quite freaky, so go and take a look. Due to the nature of my job, I will be changing the names of everyone involved and or affected by one of the most terrifying nights I've ever had. The things I'm about to share actually happened to me one night while at work. I'm what's known as a personal care attendant or direct support worker. I work one-on-one with a disabled client. My client at the time was around 29 years old and in a freak accident 3 years prior. He was accidentally shot in the neck by a stray bullet when he was sitting outside his grandpa's porch, leaving him a quadriplegic. I've worked for him for many years. He lived in my cousin's home with his four daughters. At that time, I worked from 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. while my cousin was at work. I do everything my client is unable to do, like housework to cooking to daily tasks he needs help with, as well as taking care of his four kids. After I put all the kids to bed and got Nate settled for the night, I went through the house and made sure all the lights were turned off and all the doors were locked. They had a security system as well, but for some reason, I'd forgot to arm it at that time. It was about 10 o'clock at night when I went to my cousin's bedroom to watch a movie on my laptop before going to sleep. About an hour into the movie, I headed to the kitchen for something to drink. It was dark, but I'm used to the layout and didn't bother turning lights on. When I heard a sound coming from the front door, I didn't immediately recognise. It was the doorknob rattling. I've experienced a lot of paranormal activity over the years in this house, and I peeked out to see if anyone was at the door and saw no one, so I assumed it was just that. I checked all the doors and windows and made sure everyone was okay and went back to the bedroom to finish my movie. After about 10 minutes, my laptop started acting up. It froze and was making a really strange, high-pitched noise I'd never heard before. I restarted it and it did it again. I shrugged it off and decided I was getting tired anyway and thought about going to bed. I started to lie down when I heard footsteps in the hallway, heading in the direction of the kids' room and the bedroom I was in. So I got up and flipped the hall light on and peeked out the door into the hallway. No one. But I again walked through the house, checking on everybody and making sure everything was locked up. I started feeling very, very anxious at this point. I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep now. So I turned the TV on and the volume down, so I didn't disturb anyone, when I heard a very familiar voice say my name. It sounded exactly like my dad, except my dad passed nearly 10 years prior to this. I sat up and looked around the room. Again, no one. Now I'm thinking I'm not going to sleep at all. The activity was kicking up more than usual, so I decided to use the voice recorder to figure out what was going on. I captured the voice of a young boy. My client's children are all girls. It sounded like he said,
"Need to be careful."
I tried to ask more questions, but I was so tired. Out of the corner of my eye, in the reflection of a large picture frame, I saw something move. I also heard the movement and turned to look. I couldn't see anything in front of me, but I swear to God I could see my uncle's, who had passed a few years prior, reflection in the glass of the picture frame. Then I heard him say,
"You can't go to sleep."
I'm a paranormal investigator, and not a lot freaks me out, but I've never experienced this kind of activity before. It was close to 2 a.m. at this point, and almost 3 hours of constant, unexplained activity. I decided I'd had enough, and I walked over to the nightstand, grabbed the remote to arm the security system, pushed the button to arm it, and thought, this is crazy. I need to just try to get some sleep. I had to be up in a few hours to get the girls ready for school. I stuck my knee on the bed, and at that exact moment, someone kicked in the back door to the house, which was located in the kitchen, and the security system went off. It was extremely loud and lights were flashing all over the outside of the house. I grabbed my phone and ran toward the open back door. I didn't see anyone and dialed 911. One of my biggest fears is someone breaking in, and as I was on the phone, I was checking to make sure everyone was all right and there wasn't anyone actually in the house. My cousin called because the security system company had called him because of the alarm being triggered, and he told them it was probably an accident. I told him, "Call them back. Someone's just kicked in the back door, and I'm not turning this alarm system off until the police get here." We never found out who tried to break in the house, but you cannot convince me that all the paranormal activity I experienced that night was not a warning about what was going to happen. It was truly as if they were purposely doing things to get my attention so I wouldn't forget to set that alarm by keeping me awake. I'm not really afraid of the paranormal. It's the living I tend to worry about, and this is the perfect example of that. I would say definitely a warning. That's kind of like a guardian angel type haunting. Not to freak you out, morbid Lydia, but who knows what would have happened if you had fallen asleep. But I've been burgled in the past, years and years ago. when I lived with my sisters. Unfortunately, we weren't even in. So I can't even imagine what it would feel like to have somebody trying to kick your door in when you're in there. Awful. I'm glad they never came back, and I'm glad it sounds like you've got a guardian watching over you to keep you safe. Right, now on to the third story, and this is another Reddit story, and this is from Aaron. This story is a real life experience. I was spending a summer with my dad after I finished kindergarten before starting first grade. We lived in a double wide trailer out in the sticks on a gravel back road. The type of area where you have some woods to play in or head across the street to the recently harvested cornfield to play kickball or tag or some other childhood game. My dad and I live with my dad's brother and his wife, as well as their two daughters. My cousins were a little older than me, about 4 years or so. We decided to play hide and seek one evening in the woods behind the trailer. So many spots to hide, laying down behind a fallen tree, ducking in a riverbed. Heck, if you were real crafty, you could pick a tree and climb till you could see the whole area. We're on like round three when my eldest cousin said, "Is that an abandoned trailer?" When we all regrouped and me and her sister both shot glances in the direction of her stare, and sure enough, there it was. But it didn't look that old. It just had the standard moss on the sides and dirt built up you'd expect a trailer in the woods to have. We sat there and stared at it for a second, until my eldest cousin piped up again and said, You guys want to check it out? To which me and her sister, both young and eager to venture and rebel, quickly said, Yes. We get up right next to it, and we can see through the kitchen window, and it's definitely abandoned. But it's weird. Everything is so dusty and disorganised, but not trashed or ransacked. Just kind of like unorganised clutter. We get to the front door, and oddly enough, it was unlocked. So we go inside, and the amount of dust in the air is so thick, you can feel it when you breathe, like trying to breathe through a t-shirt. We get to looking around, and there's so much cool stuff. An antique rotary phone, engraved wooden cooking utensils, old glass maple syrup decanters, etc. This place was like it was preserved in the 50s or 60s. We made our way back to the master bedroom, and it was so eerie. An old, freshly made bed with a heavy-duty wooden frame, a vanity with various perfumes and makeup items. Even a small jewellery box, one of the ones with the ballerina in it. We start looking to the closet, and I see this old wedding dress, preserved in a clear plastic wrap. But it was weird, because it looked like it had less dust on it than any of the other things. That's when a cold chill ran straight up my back and made every hair stand up. I turned to my cousins and said, I think we should leave now. And they agreed. But my oldest cousin grabbed the jewellery box and said, Find us keepers, and took off with it. I wasn't going to fight her about it, because I was younger and smaller, and really just wanted to get out. As we're walking out, we noticed one of those old candlesticks with a light bulb in it that was on the table, lit up like someone turned a switch on. But there's no way this place has electricity. Immediately, we're all spooked and run out the door. As we're running away, though, we look back through the kitchen window again, and all we see is what looked like the silhouette of a very frail old lady with visibly frizzy hair, but it was so dark no features could be seen. My cousin still has the jewellery box to this day, and it still freaks me out. That's the end of this one. Please let me know what you think, and as always, I'll update soon on another one of my paranormal encounters. I look forward to hearing all yours as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It does sound extremely ominous, finding a wedding dress, because it just automatically makes you think about what happened. What happened to the person who lived there, and why is the wedding dress still there? It's also really sad, isn't it? You know, when you see things that have been abandoned and just kind of left, and nobody cares enough about that person and their belongings, and they've just been completely deserted and left there. Thanks so much for letting us share that story, Aaron. I really appreciate it. Well, that's it for this week. We will catch you again on Monday when I'll be back with Toby. Take care, everyone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.